This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so.
Ooh. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Disney people. It's that time. What? Yeah, we switched it up. So this week, all week, 6 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the morning, plus four times in Jane's show. Be listening to Alice if you love Disney. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is wonder. W-O-N-D-E-R. Take the word wonder and text it to our contest line, 20357. That'll put you in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstop to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is wonder. That's good. People love them, some Disney. Mm. In 1 hour, you'll already know who's playing at Winterland this year. We'll tell you where, we'll tell you when, we'll tell you how to get tickets, and we'll tell you who you're going to go and rock out with.
I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be great. Winterland, right around the corner.
I mean, the announcement's fun, but I actually mean I can't wait for the show.
Oh, yeah.
No, announcements are always fun.
I one thing at a time, but, you know? Yeah, right. Just like do the big reveal and then start to have some fun.
I can wait for the announcement, though, but I can't, like, the show. I mean, that's going to be a big night. It sounds like everybody around here is kind of getting really excited and
we're
going to try and maybe get together and it'll be cool.
It was a fun lineup.
I walked in on Maddie this morning. He's putting together, you know, all the pieces, little chunks of the songs for the lineup. He's like, this is going to be great. He's listening to all this. He's like, I'm just having so much fun putting this together. It's going to be so awesome.
It really is.
It's our Christmas party. It's great.
You know, even if, you know, these groups and people and whoever.
Don't give anything away.
I'm not giving anything away, but you're just going to hear a lot of fun stuff. It's not going to be a drag.
No way. It's going to be a party. All right. So there we go. Where are we now? I did all the business. Great. Good news. I'm just going to talk about this Lyle and Eric Menendez thing. It's really everywhere right now. And if you don't know, back in the 80s, kids, these two young men, they were in their teens, killed their parents.
Late teens, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. But they made allegations about things that had what a terrible childhood they have. But the thing was, their behavior after they murdered their parents was highly suspect. They were enjoying the money.
Their parents did have money. That
they
was
were
it.
Rich, yes.
So the
let me say he's like the guy who founded Menudo or something.
Maddie said that I hadn't heard any of that, but I've watched.
He knew he was rich.
I watched
though.
Something where these two, after the deaths, were skiing in Aspen and like they were
living
they
their
were
dream
living
lives.
The life,
right?
So
had
it didn't look
money.
Good.
No, it didn't look good at all. And listen, it's their kids. And I do think that two teenagers killing their parents, there's a story there. They didn't just decide we hate our parents because we're rotten teenagers. We're going to murder them. Like, I do believe that there's a lot more to this story. I guess I'm very Kim Kardashian in that way. It's really the only way, though. I can't twerk or anything. Does she twerk? I don't know. She looks like she could twerk.
She doesn't do anything.
Right.
What
she
are
just
you talking
does. She
about?
Didn't even smile. She's just like, I'm trying to get a law degree. Anyway, right after they murdered their parents, they went ahead and got courtside seats at an NBA game. And one of the, apparently, Mark Jackson, this is 1990. There's a guy named Mark Jackson. I don't know.
He used to be he used to run the Warriors.
Yeah,
he's an announcer or was.
And, huge announcer.
Yeah, big. He was a player
so
as well.
He retired and then because he's playing. This is his player card. And guess who is in the background in that photo? post-murder, the two of them sitting together, their little dumb
you
faces.
Have a picture?
I do. You can't believe it either. Like, they are just sitting right there. They're not nearly as big as the player. It is a picture of the one of the guy, of the player.
They're clearly in the view, though. That is so wild. That is wild.
Isn't that nuts? It's just nuts. So he's on the Knicks, it looks like. I don't know.
As a player, he was on the Knicks, yes. But he coached here. He coached here, and then they replaced him with Kerr, who went on
Funny.
Yeah, but he was the coach just prior to Kerr getting hired.
So this Mark Jackson basketball card is, people want the boys, the men, they're in their 50s now, Lyle and Eric Menendez. Can you see how old they are? And can you see how old they were when they committed these murders? Because I think 16 and 18, 17 and 19, 15, 14, how old are they? And how old are they now? Because they've spent their entire 35 years in jail so far, I believe. So they're getting a huge increase in mail because there's a show on Netflix called Monsters, The Lyle and Eric Menendez Story. And apparently there's also a drive to get these kids in some kind of a new trial where they might get the charges reduced to manslaughter and then they'd be released for time served. I mean, you know, they'd be out and... Oh, go ahead, Maddie.
I was just saying, they were 21 and 18 when they committed the murder. So they're 56 and 53 now.
Yeah, they've lived their entire young
So, you know, life I don't know enough to know what happened. I don't know their childhood.
Right.
I don't know, mm-hmm. and I'm not on the case. So I'm going to go ahead and let whoever's in charge figure right. that out and whatever. But 21 and 18 is not kids.
No. It's
young.
Yeah.
Young, but still, you know, when you say teenagers, you think, well, they could have been 13.
Yes.
No, they're...
It's a long decade. And a lot of development happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you're, you know, okay, 18 and 21, that's still... They're young men, but they are both old enough to
Now, vote. I would say... This is just all speculation on crap, but I would say that's them getting to an age, though, when they finally can say, if their dad had done something to them, here comes the reckoning, old man.
They could have... stood together and put him down. And the mother did not protect them, or that's maybe what they allege. And then so now she's cast out too. But
that's what they say. They say that they
wouldn't,
the mom just
then they wouldn't
there.
Get all the money because the dad could be mad and it would still be, even if in jail, he could change his will. Like, I'm not leaving my money. These kids accuse me of what? I'm going to leave it all to, you know, their ugly cousin. I don't know if the cousin's ugly or not, probably though. So the brothers are getting a lot more mail, and according to a source at the San Diego prison, where, by the way, in this monster documentary about the two of them, one of the wardens is like, these guys are great. They'd be fine as my neighbors. I'd love to have them as neighbors. As in, you should let them out. They're grown men who are wonderful. They're wonderful. I love them.
When we worked on that podcast about the Menendezes, they're very, like... open for people to come visit and you know, they have a whole life.
Did you talk to them?
What are they doing?
I did not, but I was.
So this is like someone who's into.
This was a reporter named Robert Rand, and he covered them from day one on the trial, and then after the trial, got to know them and really like them, and has been like adamant about them getting out of jail because of their father and all the stuff he did.
So this was just a podcast that you put to.
We were working on it. Never went anywhere. They sold the rights. To Netflix, actually.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I didn't see any money, though.
Well, that's too bad, Maddie. Sorry about
that. Story of my life.
So this 1990 Mark Jackson basketball card, apparently, it's not rare. People have it. And now people are going, I think I might have this card. Oh, yeah, I got the one with the Menendez. That one's worth bank. People want the one with the Menendez brothers sitting courtside. And
there's Mark Jackson going... What the?
Right.
My card, it wasn't worth nothing till someone realized those two criminals are in the background.
And they don't want Mark Jackson to sign it.
They want those
the Menendez
two. Wow.
brothers to sign it.
You know what? Netflix and the rest of the world at large, maybe this true crime thing's just gone a little too far. Being sycophants for murderers seems wrong.
Yeah. Crime liberties.
Jesus.
So the picture on the card shows Jackson on the Knicks. He's mid-pass. There's the two boys behind him sitting courtside after the murders while they're enjoying daddy's money. Like, oh, you know what we should do? We should go get some courtside seats. Let's go do that. Oh, that sounds great. We'll hang out together. We're partners in crime. Anyway, prosecutors are reviewing new evidence in the case. It could lead to a new trial.
Do we know what this new evidence is? I keep hearing that too. The accusations were there all along that dad was abusive.
Yeah.
So what is this new info that they keep mentioning?
I do not know. I don't have a list of that. And I think that, you know, there's...
I know what that is.
Oh, what do you got?
So a lot of the stuff did not make the trial. So that's why people have
And that's
been,
why they bitch about it. That's why they that bitch about it. That should have been admitted.
Yeah, so, because a lot of it wasn't admitted. But I think that, you know, a lot of the allegations like Ricky Martin made about their dad and other people have come forward and said, yeah, this guy was a total pedo and was grooming boys in boy bands. And, you know, so those have all come out over the years. So I think that that's part of the new evidence that
there are more people, grown people, who are going to stand up and say this guy was awful and maybe even saw that the kids were somehow involved in that.
Well, they definitely knew that he was grooming and doing, you know, things to other boys. So, yeah, their dad was not a good guy.
So they're talking about a new trial, possibly. Right. It's possibly a new trial, possibly a resentencing, as in they revisit the thing and they decide that they're going to take the charges down, call it manslaughter, and then let them out on time served. That would set them free. I don't think you get 35 years or whatever it's been. I guess about 35 years. Oh, pardon me.
Was that your tummy?
It was.
Wow.
And they actually talk about...
Would you like some food?
Oh, no, it's okay. I think it's digesting the hummus I just put in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You just put some in there.
I put some in there, okay. So it's my tummy's working on that. Yeah. Thanks for your concern, though. Kim Kardashian, who alternates between showing her ass off on social media and campaigning for prison reform, she, totally complimentary pursuits, she thinks they should be free. And if Kim Kardashian thinks it, I think it too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say too much about this, except that on Twitter right now, going crazy is Elon Musk jumping up and down behind Donald Trump on a stage. It is actually one of the funniest things I've ever seen. The video is hilarious. He looks like a toddler who can't wait to get. And then finally, Donald Trump just goes, all right, Elon, just get over here. Just take them. It's a 50-something-year-old man jumping up and down behind him, like yelling, yay! And his face is hilarious. It's become a meme, of course. So everyone say, you know, this is the funniest single photo of the entire election process. If Trump loses this election, I'll look back fondly on this as the moment that sealed his fate. And there's a picture. Elon tonight, Trump.
Well, there are still a lot of Elon fans. So while... you know, that might be one person's opinion of Elon jumping up and down. Others might be like, I will follow Elon to Mars. Let's go.
Those fans are crazy. I was in an accident where a Tesla smashed into a nail salon that I was at. And I posted that what had happened. And the Elon people went nuts on me because I mentioned it was a Tesla. And I'm like, if it was a Ford Escort, I would have said that. But it was a Tesla. I mean, like, I got hate mail, hate tweets for weeks.
French tips?
No, I just like a pedicure and get my toes painted. I do paint my toes, though.
Oh,
what color do you paint your toes?
Dark blue.
Oh, just black. Like to have a fun reveal when you take your shoes off or something?
Yeah. Men's feet are ugly. I want mine to look sexy.
Oh.
Sexy?
So that's what we're going for with the dark blue.
Wow.
Oh.
I didn't, you know, my daughter paints my toes all the time. Both daughters have had runs where they feel the need to. I'm currently without... polish,
oh, I'm so
but
sorry.
I guess my
you guys could have done. We could have done a post for social media.
But
I just thought of doing a post. The two of you. Let's get those toes polished up.
I'll see if she can't work on that later.
You can get a pro polish job, and Vinny can get a 6-year-old polish job.
I'll do it this week
for free, and whatever you pay, we'll see if people can tell the difference.
That is so funny. Is that a nail salon? I'm like. Well, that's
I missed
the story
that part
here.
Of the story. I'm looking through all these memes and stuff, and it's honestly turns out that is the story. Elon Musk steals the spotlight at Trump's rally, and the internet cannot get enough of it. The end. At the box office this weekend, Joker took a poop. They are saying this is incredibly disappointing. The first one, the first Joker movie, cost about $55 million to make, which is that's a great budget. What a huge budget for he's a big star, and they're doing a Batman universe story. It grossed, they invested $55 million in making that movie, and it returned $1 billion, over $1 billion worldwide.
It was a good movie.
Mm. This one is not good. It actually got a D cinema score, which is the lowest for any of these big Hollywood superhero movies, although he's an anti-hero.
You know, there's a history of us, like, what was that? Clockwork Orange, where he's singing and kicking. And, like, there's a darkness to that sort of type of film that it could work. But I also, when I heard they were turning Joker into a musical, I went, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it, and I don't like it. Again, Clockwork Orange, where he's singing. I think he's doing Singing in the Rain and kicking homeless people.
Yeah,
and you're just like, it's so dark and so ugly that it actually works and leaves you just going, ew.
I don't mean to laugh at that. It's just, I'm imagining it right now.
But I don't see this Joker being great before I heard these bad reviews because of them turning it into a musical.
They're calling it a bomb. They expected it to make between $70 and $100 million a few months back as they were doing their initial projections. And they had lowered that expectation coming into the weekend, but they started the weekend saying, we think it'll take it in about $60 million. And by Sunday, they're like, it's looking like $40 million. And there are people saying it didn't even make 40, that it's more like 37. So the first one, $55 million, and they return over $1 billion. This one, $190 million.
They spent on making it.
Man. 100. It cost almost four times.
The weird part about it for me is that my reaction should have been like, I like Lady Gaga. Mm. I've seen her in concert. Mm-hmm. I think she's a super talent. I don't necessarily.
She had to teach herself to sing badly.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. You know, and we all know the quotes on the tour. I mean, the press tours. She's fantastic.
Right, 1 in 100. That's all it takes.
Anyway, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, and I don't care to go see it. So
I didn't
see
the first one, and so this one, I was like, I guess I got to go back. I got to go back and watch the first one so that I'll know what's happening in the second one. So I guess I was planning to maybe do that if this one had been brilliant, because I do, excuse me. I do like a musical. I do like Lady Gaga. I think he's a genius. I think he's a great actor.
Oh, I do too. And I've said a few times about how creepy he can be. And people write in to defend him. You don't need to defend him.
Yeah, no, we're not. That's not an insult.
I like him, but he's tapping something for real.
Right?
There's I could not.
Stephen King takes that and writes horror books. This guy acts in movies where you're just like, that guy is
right.
He's so mean.
And I think
awful.
There are a lot of people, and I'm, you know, dark. I am an actor and I've been in a few films, as you well know, I couldn't tap that. I couldn't get that dark. It's not possible. I just don't have that. He goes places that others can't. And I bet you there's a lot of actors who see him and go, I don't know how he's, how's he finding that?
Right.
I know he grew up in a cult. So maybe there's something.
In a commune. It's a commune, Vin, not a cult.
I believe it was called a cult. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it was a cult. Anyway, maybe there's something that happened to him.
Maybe.
That he's, you know, fine. But whatever it is, yes, he's great. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's great, but this is it's not getting good reviews. They spent more than three times as much as the last one, and they're saying $37 million to $39 million, they think, when the final grosses are reported today. Warner Brothers insiders say, there is no way to sugarcoat this. The studio is stunned and sorely disappointed. I will say, if this, you know, salves your wounds a little bit, you did make $1 billion off the first one. You still made $800 million.
Sarah.
Yes, what?
That most of that went out in, you know, executive bonuses.
Oh, right.
We don't have a savings account. We're a corporation.
I always forget about that.
The executives, they just take their shares of their giant percentages of that.
There's always a bonus. It really doesn't matter about performance. Maybe it's a little lower. Anyway, 40 million is what they're initially saying in 4,100 theaters. Like, that thing was everywhere. The Wild Robot managed to pull in another almost 20 million at just about 4,000.
That movie's so good.
That has made, looks like it's made 63 million domestically. Let me see if I can quickly.
Oh, that seems even low.
It's,
That seems low. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Let me see what the it says about international. Worldwide, it has made. Of course, it's not telling me. Yeah, I can't.
I already told you. I think that as far as the Oscar, it goes to Inside Out 2. So that's my opinion. But Inside Out 2, like, did $1 billion. So yeah, Wild Robot is almost as good. So 60 million feels really low.
Yeah. Well, it's only 2 weeks. And we'll see how that goes. Maybe that's a slow burn. I will say, I wait for most stuff to come out. You know, I'll just wait for it to stream. I'm already paying for all those services. Beetlejuice is third place over the weekend with another 10 million. They're at 265 million total gross domestically. For some reason, I'm not able to quickly get to the worldwide stuff on this. It gives me the list of every movie this year. Transformers 1, that is the cartoon one. That's at number 4. And Speak No Evil rounds out the top 5. I don't even know about Speak No Evil. Let me take a look at this. A family is invited to spend the whole weekend in a lonely home in the countryside. As the weekend progresses, they realize the dark side lies within the family who invited them. Well, that sounds like a fun weekend. Okay, so, oh, geez. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Feet. Oh. After the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Please.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. 8 a.m. Be here half an hour from now. Not even. Find out everything Alice in Winterland and how to win tickets before they go on sale.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland. Listen at 8 a.m. to hear this year's lineup for Alice at Winterland. Plus, we already said that, didn't we?
We did. We just did the exact same one. Yeah.
Okay. That's brought to you by...
The announcement. We're very excited about the announcement, obviously.
It's brought to you by your mom. Okay?
Okay.
One more hot day. That's just the facts. Sorry. It's going to go triple digits probably in some places. Others may see, you know, 90s, but it is another scorcher out there. It's beautiful. Blue skies here from downtown San Francisco.
It looks beautiful.
We broadcast from Studio 9. It's right now, probably spectacular.
Sure. Probably like 79.
You know, this afternoon, what, another one?
I'm melting.
Okay, the 49ers lost over the weekend, 24-23. Record heat there as well. Also, Monday Night Football tonight, New Orleans versus Kansas City. The word on the street is Taylor will, in fact, be.
That's what I hear.
There for the game, 5:15. Go Swifties. I hope you win, whatever it is you're after.
Monday Night Football. That's what they're hoping to win.
Mm. All right. This first story, Frontier Airlines flight from California bursts into flames during emergency landing in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Everybody's okay.
Oh.
But this is one of those things. I'm going to show you the video someone took from inside the airport.
Oh, this is the
air. Here it is.
Oh, boy. So is it the bottom of it that's
It looks like it's within the landing gear in some way, but it is one of those things where, look, planes go up in the air all day, every day.
They do.
There's hundreds of them in the sky as we speak.
99.99999% of the time, everything's fine.
Every now and then, though. Frontier Airlines flight from California and San Diego is actually where it took off from, appeared to burst into flames on Saturday during an emergency landing in Vegas. Everybody's okay. There was a big trail of smoke behind it. It looked fantastical, dramatic footage, but in fact, 190 passengers and 7 crew members evacuated via air stairs.
Oh, they rolled them on up and got them out right there on the tarmac, huh?
Passengers were taken to the terminal via bus.
Yeah, it seems like get off the burning plane, just ASAP.
The cause of the incident is currently under investigation, but there's that.
Damn, that's so scary.
This is actually, sometimes I hear stuff that the government's up to and I think, oh, come on, would you guys find something actually that we want you to do? And this might be one of those for others. Others might say,
Okay.
I like it. California has just become the first state to ban sell-by dates. They want simplified dates. Is it a sell-by or is it a use-by? Is this a sell-by? Often, that crap is impossible to read as it is.
Right.
You're looking and you're trying to catch the light and you're going, oh, for crying out loud.
Or they've hidden it so cleverly that you couldn't find it. You're looking and looking and you're like, I give up. It smells okay. I'm going to go ahead and eat it.
California's decided to simplify how dates are used on products to cut back on food waste at stores and reduce consumer costs. This is so you're not tossing out food that's still perfectly fine.
Right.
And rebuying more that you didn't even finish what you had, but you didn't know if the date...
Right.
Like, yeah.
And to put a sell by and a use by, like those are vastly different things.
Exactly.
You want to sell it with it still having a useful life. So just put the end date.
Right. Hello.
Somewhere on a clipboard somewhere, have the sell by date.
So they're going to, here in California, they're going to simplify how dates are used on products to cut back on the food waste. The law takes effect July 1st, 2026, which seems like a million years from now. It's a standardized language that they want to put in place. It prohibits the use of consumer-facing sell-by dates. Also requires standardized language for date labels, which is what we want.
Right.
That's what we want.
You know the little nutrition facts panel that everything has to have on there? It would be great if that had an extra white line down at the bottom where they could stamp. Then I could find that effing date and that's where it could be.
Is it on the lid along the side? Right. Is it on the bottom underneath everything? And with
there it is. And it's smeared because the machine just ran over it.
It's a thing. Mm. I'm always checking that stuff and I'm always bummed when it... Is this blur?
Right.
Or I got to go get readers
No, put a little blank white spot at the bottom of the nutrition facts. I say, that's just I'm just making a suggestion.
So here in California, the problem with sell by dates was that they weren't supposed to be used by consumers. The dates were meant to indicate to stores when the stock needs to be rotated. But that led to stores nixing perfectly good food from shelves and consumers thinking that the items past that date at home were spoiled. Standardize it.
Yep.
That's all.
What is that date? Put only the date when you should not safely use this.
Right.
You can't use it anymore.
So that is coming for us, and I believe that's useful.
I agree with that.
This is one of those stories where I don't... One of the sayings I think I coined, maybe not, it's not really... that hard to imagine, but wherever there's a naked lady, there's some guy trying to see her.
That's definitely you. No other guy ever thought of that.
Right. Such an original thought. Mm. Anyway, I do think that there's weirdness about, some people are not like, I want to see a naked lady. They're like, I want to see a barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, just like we were talking about with you guys' feet. I think that's going to be a great post.
We're not talking about us guys' feet. No.
Little paws. Yeah.
I'm not really interested.
Good. But I can't wait. I'll take the picture tomorrow after you get your nails done.
Oh, I don't. You're going to.
Compare and contrast, everybody.
We have a busy day. I don't know that there's time for nails.
I think there's plenty of time.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Having a foot fetish is one thing.
Yes.
Having a foot fetish that might get you killed is another. A 28-year-old man from Arizona named Jesse Johnson has been arrested after allegedly hiding under women's vehicles at a car wash so he could stare at their feet. He'd park next to women who were vacuuming their vehicles, get out, and crawl under their cars and remain there while they were vacuuming to enjoy the view of their feet. I guess Arizona would be a spot where you would catch people in flip-flops or some kind of open-toed shoes. It's
right. I was going to say, if anyone's got sneakers on, does he just reject them?
I guess he would know not to climb under there.
Right. Well,
because again, if they hop in their car and pull out, you are dead. You get run over.
Maybe they have to pull straight through in these things.
I don't
know.
So
he's like, if I lay here perfectly straight in the middle, they'll just go right over me. It just feels like a hot muffler is going to be a problem.
Even if they don't kill him when they pull out, there he is in the spot underneath where they used to be parked.
So if they look in their rear view, oh, there's a dude who just got up behind my car. That's weird. All right, well, I got to go. Hot. And you say this is Phoenix?
This is in Arizona.
How hot must the pavement be?
Well, all of it.
This guy's like, yeah, there's so many questions about this.
He'd slip back out when they were done vacuuming and pretend to be working on his own car, cleaning a tire or something. He was quick enough that he never got pancaked, but at least one woman caught him in the act.
Oh.
She said, at one point, I saw his head popping out the driver's side, looking up at me. He was on surveillance cameras as well. So this guy, Jesse, age 28 in Arizona, has been arrested for checking women's feet at the car wash.
Can't he just go on a fetish site like the rest of us?
Well, I don't know from feet fetishes. Really specific. I really don't. I have no idea what he's... I've
got one.
You've got fetish. One.
You're into it. You're into feet.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's why you get your nails
sucking
done.
Toes and stuff. And
yeah. I like women's feet. Yeah. I don't like crawl under cars to look at them, but...
But it sounds like a pretty good idea.
I like a good looking foot.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you say, like, I like women's feet too. Like, I like the whole lady. There's no part of her where I'm like, well, throw that out. I'm into women. I like women. That said, I would never look at a foot while by myself for inspiration. Are you saying that a foot actually isn't hot enough for you that
you look at feet or feet in shoes or feet just wiggling
that
around
alone
and you're like
is enough to
get
over
to get
top.
A little action in the pants, yeah.
But now that we've taken the pants off and we're alone with the internet, are we looking at foot fetish sites?
Not just that. I mean, like, it's got to be part of, you know, a lot of.
So you got a few windows open, yeah. And then you're gonna like just go back and forth. Like, all those feet look great.
You start with feet and work your way up.
Yeah. All right, it sounds like a whole project. So would you really say though that you have a foot fetish? You just happen to not be appalled by feet.
No, I really like.
And you do suck toes.
Yes,
that is a thing. I mean.
What do you mean?
Like, who wants their toes?
If John asked you, you'd say, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm not sucking your toes, and you're not sucking my toes.
We're in the shower. We just soaped up.
All right. Oh, my God. For real? Is this like a new thing?
Well, he could always throw the one foot story at you. I mean, he could say like, well, of all the things, you're going to be mad at your husband for just one. Well, I mean, there was a toe and there was.
I'm not saying there was no toe involved. I'm just saying there was no mouth toe action.
What?
Never mind.
No, you need to recap for the new listeners.
You know what though? Here's the thing. I can't recap that story because it's totally dirty and it was a toe that went someplace that we can't do.
That's all I needed to hear. Thank you very much.
The two of you. It's like you're conspiring against me.
No, it's collusion.
What are you talking about? I'm still in the middle of my news story.
Back to the foot thing, whatever it was.
I don't even have the fetish, so I can't even relate.
I don't think he's got the fetish.
I have no understanding of what that alone would do for someone. But
well, some
especially,
people like the smell. There's people who like the smell of feet.
That's what the fetish is about?
No.
Sometimes it is.
I mean, not for me, though.
Right.
I don't know.
They might like the look. They might like a smell. They might like, you know, a missing toe, hot.
Clean foot in a stocking. That's
Oh, that's a thing for you?
Yeah. Oh.
A clean foot in a stocking? Is that what you just said? Yeah.
Nice tail, nice toes painted in stocking.
Through the stocking?
Yeah.
You want to see those through the stocking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The stocking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yuck.
You know, it reminds...
Last, oh, yeah, really put it over the top for me.
In the olden days, before corporations all owned radio stations, mm-hmm. I worked at a... This was like my first time on the radio would have been sometime in 89 or 90.
Okay.
And then I worked at this rock station and I, you know, and we were all into it. We loved it. And it was like a group of people who were just wanted to do good radio.
Yeah.
We were all learning and trying. But we were in this just like a random business park. There was no security. There was no, you know, front person. It was just us.
Right. It was just, you opened the door and there was, right, there's a radio station back there.
One guy I broadcast with, a friend of mine at the time, he was coming out of his show and he gets into his car. He's coming out of his show and he walks up to his car and he goes to put the key in the door and some lady reaches out from underneath the car and grabs his leg. And he flips the you-know-what out like would.
Yeah, you'd be so freaked out.
Like, completely.
It's the monster under the bed.
Unknown to him is a person under his car who grabs his leg, and then she sticks her face out and is like, hey! And she thinks she's being, I guess, a good fan. But he absolutely ran back in the building and stayed in there till she left. Like, he was, I don't know what that was about or why that happened. So, I don't know
That's so scary.
There's something insane about someone that's willing to climb under a car and doesn't realize
what could possibly go wrong.
That they could be killed, but that you're scaring the living you know what out of somebody. Yes. That's a jump scare if there ever was one. Like, what? So I guess this is a PSA. Don't get under people's cars.
Mm. Even if they're tall, even a tall car is still incredibly dangerous. Plus, it could be leaking hot fluids. I mean, there's just so many reasons to not get under a car beyond just being rolled over.
That you belly climbed under a car in a dirty parking lot.
I'm picturing being face up. That's weird. I guess how would you get under there? What if you had like a little portable roller board? You know, really thin
so
one.
So you're pro. You're pro at getting under
people's
cars. Yeah,
so you put that down,
cars.
You lay down on your back and you just, it'd have to be lower than a skateboard. I think it's a pretty tight, you know, you're getting under a Honda or something. That's close to the ground.
Good grief.
Yeah.
All this under car.
Just say that would be so much faster to get out from under, too. Like, zoop, zoop, right back in, you know.
I'm not going to San Jose, but I will read your text. 408 says, Vinny, retell her foot story. She always retells your stories when you ask her not to. Southside San Jose.
Hey, Southside San Jose. I'm not embarrassed by the story. It's a fun story. It involves a toe and a lady. And it's I can't tell you it. Yeah. It's exactly what you think it is.
I would never have thought of what it was. I honestly have never thought to do
that. Well, let's put it this way.
As much as I love ladies.
I've never sucked a toe. So let's leave it at that. I do not
never
suck
thought
toes.
To be like, could I? Do you mind?
The guy went, can I do that? And I was like, all right.
Ugh.
Really? To that?
I mean.
You of all people.
You of all people.
Well, the boys' toes are different. Gross.
Oh.
His feet were clean. I was like, let me have a look. Okay.
925 says, feet dude, weird as bleep, but what law did he break? I don't know, privacy laws, I don't know, stalking laws, like what the, are you kidding?
But I would like to know what they specifically, because did they have to think up new laws in order
hold
to
on.
Charge him with this?
They know, they had some, hold
it's
on.
It's like just crawling under a car, not against the law, although... ill-advised at best and super freaking scary, especially in a mall parking lot in the dark at worst. And then just looking at people's feet isn't illegal.
He's facing charges of voyeurism and disorderly conduct.
Oh, voyeurism.
And he knew what he was doing. Apparently he has a history of similar offenses.
So, you know,
but you're right. I'm reading the charges there and I'm going, boy, that's not going to stand up anywhere. Right. That's like
voyeurism. Okay. Disorderly conduct. He was fairly orderly about it. He wasn't getting run over or anything.
I hate it.
Yeah. I feel bad for people whose proclivities put them in their own sort of prison, because you'd think you'd get caught for that and you'd say, well, I got to stop doing that. But then you don't, because you are compelled on some level to continue because that's what you like. And so now you're in the, you know, fetish jail because you because that's what you're into and you go to weird extents to get there. I feel bad for that person. That's too bad. Too bad that that guy has to like things that he's got to crawl under cars for and be on video. Ugh.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I don't feel bad for that guy at all or any of the people who are up to crimes against humanity for their proclivities.
I feel like something you can't control that. And you're lucky that you're into things that are quote unquote normal and above board and not illegal. And for people who are into things that are illegal, that is, I'm not saying they're good people or they shouldn't be punished for this stuff. I've none of that. I'm saying, isn't it sad?
Kind of sounds like you're saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's sad. I think that's too bad. What a bummer. You can't stop doing it.
People that crawl into toilets and want to
Yeah, look, now you can't feel bad for someone who is willing to climb into a porta potty to see the thing that they need. Like, that's just super. It's like, thank goodness.
They need treatment.
Thank goodness that your fetishes do not require entry into the bottom part of a porta potty
that you know of.
If you do not tell me.
No.
I don't want to know, Maddie. I know too much about you already. Maddie.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it time?
Well, it is. I mean, do you want me to do some more stories?
No, it's okay, because actually we're going to do that Alice in Winterland announcement.
Yeah, we are.
Right after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.